It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like that dude just said. Hey, listen, got a caller calling in here in a moment. We're on a topic right now, still in the number two of the Triple Dipper for the day. Can Republicans get it done? Well, one of the things that's happened in terms of Republicans getting it done is we don't know what's going to happen with redistricting. So redistricting, if you recall, is when the census comes out every 10 years, the shifts in population may require a redrawing of the lines that people have to run for office in. For instance, all the legislative House and Senate districts, the school board districts, and the congressional districts, of which we have seven in the state of Alabama, around the state may have to get redrawn. Well, they were, as usual, but they were not really drawn too far out of where they had been since the 90s. I mean, this was not like a massive shift. There were just touches and population shifts and slight tweaking of the lines. Well, shock to the system when just a couple of weeks ago, a three-judge panel ruled that our lines had to be redrawn and gave very little time to do so, throwing all kinds of disarray into the election that right now people like Casey Wardinsky and Dale Strong and others are running in Conditional District 5. It's nuts. Well, listen, the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, they've been in the fight on a number of issues, and Matt Clark does a great job there as the president and lead counsel at ACLL. And so I just asked him to come on the show because they filed a brief in the appeal of this three-judge panel's ruling. So without further ado, enough of me talking, let me bring Matt Clark in. Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing well. I can't complain. How are you?
Good. Well, it wouldn't do any good anyway, would it?
No, I guess not.
Well, hey, listen, bud, I saw a story on 1819news.com. I got a copy in my hot little hands that you guys at ACLL, you had filed a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court alongside the Attorney General and others regarding this three-judge panel ruling against our congressional district lines. Talk to me about this, and where do we see it going?
Sure. So if we're going to put it concisely, what the point of our brief was, we had a few major points. Number one, the thing that shocked everybody about the district court's decision is that the court ordered Alabama to create two majority black districts. And so what that means is the court is ordering the state to discriminate on the basis of race on how it draws congressional lines. And that's flatly unconstitutional. Second, you know, we said that if courts get into the business of ordering legislatures to draw lines like this, then it necessarily draws the court into a policy making battle. It looks a little more like politics than it does like adjudication. And then finally, as Justice Clarence Thomas, who is the only black justice on the court, has been saying for almost 30 years now, the U.S. Supreme Court has really stretched the text of the Voting Rights Act beyond what it says to cover issues like these, and that's really at the heart of the problem. So I think the Alabama Attorney General's office did a great job making the more conventional arguments, but we've tried to come along and compliment their work with saying, look, at the heart of the problem, you're ordering Alabama to discriminate based on race, and you're ordering them to break the law while they do so, and this has got to stop.
Well, you know, the crazy thing for me in this is that's what the plaintiffs wanted. I mean, the plaintiffs in this case, who I believe would likely have sued on any other claim under the sun, if there had been racial decisions made that determined the outcome of something, they're asking for racial determinations, and the court agreed, which, like you said, is shocking. So you guys filed your brief. So the appeal is filed by the Attorney General. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and then ACLL and I believe the State Republican Party both filed a friend of the court brief, each. And then did anybody else file a brief that you're aware of in this case? I think multiple states joined in, didn't they?
Yeah. We had one brief with multiple states. I think about 15 or so red states. They jumped in. We had there was a national Republican group that filed a very interesting brief. They said, listen, we have been involved in court fights like this around the country. And what's going on here is that this kind of litigation is the result of bad faith attempts to tamper with the law to redraw congressional districts under the guise of race, but really for political purposes. And they cited example after example of what's happening in other states, and that to stop. And then finally, the five Alabama Republican congressmen who are up for re-election this year went in together on a brief and said, hey, we're the guys that are directly affected by this, and if this is allowed to stand, you know, one of us is probably not going to be coming back. So there were a lot of interesting reasons.
Yeah, and so let me ask you this, Matt. In the first grounds for fighting this is the constitutionality of a court mandating that race be the deciding factor in how to draw the lines. But was there any argument about the equitable or the inequity, for that matter, of bringing this ruling in the middle of a primary when we're less than 120 days from the actual primary election? I mean, people could find out that they're not even going to be running for the same district right before the primary.
Yeah, that came up a lot, both in the state brief and a lot of the amicus that came in. I think that's part of the reason why the Alabama Attorney General's office, they not only appealed to the Supreme Court, but they asked for emergency relief. And they said, look, we realize that in a normal course of things, that the litigation process has to play out. It takes a while before the Supreme Court to step in. But here, because we're so close to the election, they said, look, this really can't wait. You have to step in now. Otherwise, you know, our whole process into chaos right before the election, and that's just not fair to the people of the state.
Well, totally agree. And so remind me, Matt, if I'm not mistaken, the three-judge panel gave Alabama until the 14th of February, I think, to redraw the lines. Is that, or was it the 12th? Somewhere in there. What was the date?
You know, I don't remember the date off the top of my head either, Phil, but I think it was a total of something like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So we're coming right up on it. And, you know, the legislature has not, to my knowledge, they haven't started doing that yet. So I think they're gambling on Alabama winning this case.
Well, that's and gambling is right. I mean, this whole thing is a crapshoot. If the Supreme Court does not take this up in due time, then my understanding is this three-judge panel, or the federal court for that matter, will begin drawing a map that we would have to live with. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you pointed out right before you introduced me that the districts that we have right now are not that different than what we've had since about 1992. And if I remember correctly, that's exactly what happened in 92. I think it was the Justice Department was not happy with how Alabama had congressional maps. And, you know, as it was coming up the election season, the court finally said, all right, we're hiring, you know, our own cartographer who's going to come in and draw the map because y'all can't get the name together. So they did. And that was kind of the model that we've been working off for the last 3 years. So that's probably what they'll do again if we can't come up with a map and if the state loses its appeal.
Yeah, and, you know, I've already looked at the map proposed by the plaintiffs, and if the plaintiffs' map became the law, I can just tell you there is literally, like, for instance, Congressman Barry Moore and Jerry Carl, they get drawn into the same district and have to run against each other to maintain their jobs. We create a new district altogether. I think my county moves out of one district into another, and I'm not the only one. It's going to be chaos. Well, so what do you hear right now? I mean, is the Supreme Court, they gave until late last week for the plaintiffs to file a brief as to the appeal. Is the Supreme Court going to hear this in time? What do you think?
That is a good question. You know, the last few business days, I've been checking my email and the Supreme Court's webpage on this case every day. I haven't seen anything so far. What that tells me is that the justices are probably deliberating right now. The applications to step in and do something went immediately to Clarence Thomas, who was very much in our corner on this. But one thing that happens is when the application comes into an individual justice, they have a custom a lot of times of referring it to the whole court for deliberation. So because it hasn't acted yet, I think that's what's going on. But I think the justices also are very well aware of the deadline. So I would expect to see something from the court, whether it's a ruling in our favor or a ruling saying that they're going to let the process play out, probably sometime within the next week.
All right. Well, Matt, I'll tell you what, good job getting y'all's brief in. ACLL seems to constantly be on top of it, and we appreciate the work that you're doing at the Center for Law and Liberty.
Thank you so much, Phil. I mean, this, you know, what I signed up to do when I went to law school, I was hoping to have a career to be involved in fights like this. I'm very blessed to be able to do it.
Well, good job, man. And we'll have you back on the show. As soon as you hear something, let us know, and we'll get you back on here to talk about it some more, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, great. Hey, that was Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. And basically, yeah, if you heard the whole thing there, I know Matt's phone was popping a little bit, but if you heard the whole thing, the Alabama Attorney General appealed this three-judge panel's decision that we should have to, at the last second here, immediately the 11th hour, redraw our congressional district lines, which would throw everything into complete disarray, and is mandating that it be done purely on racial grounds to create, literally, can you imagine, to create two districts that are predominantly African-American. Now, granted, that's never been a problem in the past because these were the districts that have been approved since the 90s. But here we are, and they're telling us to use race as a determining factor. I don't care what race they say had to be drawn. You don't. How can they tell you to draw something according to race? But yet they are. So the Attorney General appealed it. The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, the state Republican Party, all five of the current Republican congressmen, multiple other states, all joined in to appeal this direct to the Supreme Court of the United States. And we hope to hear something sometime soon about it. I got a text a little while ago from Congressman Mo Brooks, who was walking the trails at Montesano earlier today and said he was enjoying some fresh air as he prepares to hit the state for some campaigning. But he wanted me to know he was listening to the show, which is very cool. As Congressman, not sure if you're still listening, but I've got a copy of an article from AL.com where he flat out points out that he says he is adamantly opposed to segregating people in the state of Alabama based on race. And the very idea that we can only draw black and white districts is something that is racist on its face. That's Congressman Mo Brooks, and I agree with him. His quote is, skin pigmentation should not be a part of congressional redistricting. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I went a little long on that one to get everything Matt had to say in. We come back. We'll be moving to the next topic on the Triple Dipper. Keep on trucking. That's coming up next.